We'll meditate today in Psalm 116. Please turn there with me. Psalm 116 from the New King James Version. I love Jehovah because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of Jehovah. O Jehovah, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah. I will pay my vows to the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Jehovah. I will pay my vows to the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the fourth of the Psalms in the great Hallel, that cycle of Psalms sung together in the time of the Passover. Psalms 113 through 118. Fitting to have these psalms there, for they all portray Jesus Christ and his satisfaction, his sacrificial work that the Passover looked forward to. Those who believed on God's promises, those who understood by God's grace the real meaning of the types and shadows and forms, and who understood the preaching of the prophets moved by the Holy Spirit, knew that the Passover not only looked forward to a great deliverance from slavery in Egypt and the faithfulness of God, it did not only look back to the people being delivered and brought out alive when there was death, but it looked forward to the coming of a greater Lamb with more efficacious blood that delivers from a far greater enemy. Well, this psalm looks to Jesus Christ, the deliverer. These really could be his words at his resurrection, but even at the end of his life on the cross, when he had passed through the time where he had said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And when he could and did say, it is finished, and into thy hands I commend my spirit. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. The Savior would say, the pains of death surrounded me and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of Jehovah. O Jehovah, I implore you, deliver my soul. That was pretty much the burden, the heart thought when he cried out in that quote from the very first verse of Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, gracious is Jehovah, of course, and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. All these could have been words of Jesus Christ. Certainly they were his heart thoughts. He could return to his rest instead of his agony there, abandoned as the mediator, with the wrath of God for the sin of the world laid upon him. But the Lord dealt bountifully with him. Indeed, he had, as we read in the book of Hebrews, joy set before him. Indeed, his father delivered his soul from death, his eyes from tears, his feet from falling, and in his resurrection he walks before the Lord in the land of the living. He was indeed greatly afflicted, and all about him were those who said, "If you are the Son of God, save yourself." And so he was surrounded by liars. But God, his Father in heaven, delivered him from all that. Now, it is thought by some that whoever compiled these Psalms together and chose them to place them here and then decided they should be used in the liturgy, you might say, of the Passover, was looking to the cups of wine that were used in the Passover. Here in verses 12 through 14, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people." That cup, which now is the cup of the covenant, the new covenant in Jesus' blood, of which we all drink. This is why we sing from Psalm 116 at communion time. It pointed to, at that last supper of Jesus with his disciples, that first of the Lord's Supper, it spoke of the blood of cleansing that was about to be shed on the very next day, in less than 24 hours, by Jesus himself. Indeed, in Jehovah's sight, precious was the death of his most holy one, the Lord Jesus. He was, of course, the servant. We've been seeing that in Isaiah, haven't we? The son of his maidservant. That is what Mary called herself, was it not? He was loosed from the bonds of death, and therefore he gave the sacrifice of thanksgiving and called upon his Father's name. He pays his vows. He had promised to live in the place of his people and die for them at the cross, to atone for, to pay off the guilt or the penalty of the guilt of their sin. And he had fulfilled it altogether before God's judgment, the courts of the Lord's house, there in the midst of, literally, Jerusalem. Oh, how this points to the work of the Savior, also pointed to by the Passover. And it is because our Lord Jesus has fulfilled all the types. He is the reality that the light of truth shines upon, casting a shadow. And he is the one who brings to reality the forms. It is because of that that all these things are for his people as well. We have the assurance that he hears our voice in supplications and that he inclines his ear to us. Whenever we are in trouble, yes, if we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, to go back to Psalm 23, he is with us, and his rod and his staff, they comfort us, just similarly to what we see here in verses 3 and 4. We know of God's graciousness. We know of his righteousness and mercy. We know his preservation of the simple. We have been pretty foolish by times, have we not? We have been brought low, but we testify that Jesus has saved us. And so we can rest, because being justified by faith, we have peace with God, right? As Paul says in Romans 5:1. We are delivered from death through him who is the resurrection and the life. We have no more tears, ultimately, and our feet are no longer in slippery places. They're set upon a rock, and our way, our goings are established, as sometimes we sing from Psalm 40. We walk before the Lord in the land of the living. We yield up our lives and we have taken up the cup of salvation. We have drunk of him who gives the living water, have we not? And we partake of the cup of his new covenant, looking in faith to what it signs and seals to us, that his blood is shed for many. We now are loosened from our slavery to sin. Oh, we are bondservants of Jehovah, but the real and the cruel slavery we have been delivered from. It's no wonder then that those who are in Jesus offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving as well. They pay their vows, consecrate themselves in joyful response to what Jesus has done for them. They do it in the midst of his people, and they say, Hallelujah. Well, in this looking to the Passover and looking to the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, let's now sing from this first portion of Psalm 116. We frequently sing some of the second part, some in Psalm 116b and c in our offerings. We don't as frequently sing from Psalm 116a, so let's do so. It kind of has the summary of everything right there in the first couple of verses, doesn't it? And so we have the whole thing there in verses 1 and 2, but we'll go through verse 9.